What if the way you've been measuring success in your education business is actually costing you students,
staff,
and revenue, and you don't even know it yet? Plus, we're in 2026, and the education industry is facing a reckoning. Digital threats to kids are outpacing the tools parents are using to fight them. Talent retention is at a crisis point, and small education businesses, solo operators especially, are feeling every bad decision directly in their bottom line. GiantWorks Classroom founder Donna Campbell put it perfectly. There's no executive team to absorb the hit. So what does real ROI look like right now? Here are three insights that change the way you think about it. Pause. First, retaining great people is your highest return investment. Full stop. A Melbourne-based company called Cobalt has ranked on Australia's Great Place to Work award for 10 consecutive years. In 2025, 94% of their employees called it a great place to work, compared to a 60% national average. That 34-point gap is a strategy, not luck, for education entrepreneurs. Every contractor, co-facilitator, and curriculum developer you bring in either raises or lowers the quality of every single learning experience you deliver. A players leave when they feel undervalued, and replacing them costs far more than keeping them. Pause. Second, digital literacy is the curriculum gap that's quietly costing you credibility. A deeply reported piece from News 18 makes it clear. Parents have spent years buying parental control apps, filters, screen time limits, GPS trackers, but AI-generated deepfakes, digital grooming, and sophisticated scams targeting kids are making those tools obsolete. What children actually need is taught critical thinking, how to recognize manipulation, evaluate sources, and protect themselves online. If your curriculum doesn't address this, you're behind a demand curve that's accelerating fast. Pause. Third, the ROI on a digital literacy curriculum is genuinely scalable. Once you build it, you can license it to schools, deliver it to parent cohorts, or package it as a standalone online course. Fixed development cost. Repeatable revenue. That's the kind of investment that actually compounds. Pause. Here's your action item today. Look at your current curriculum offerings and ask yourself honestly, do you have anything that directly addresses digital literacy for the families you serve? If the answer is no, open a document right now and write down three specific skills your students need that you're not yet teaching. That's your next product. Pause. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmides.xyz. And if you want to, I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmides.xyz.